Hey there, Tailgate Nation. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love Tailgate Radio is that they know this show has amazing listeners. Right now, we have a survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. The survey will only take about 5 minutes or so. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interest, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like to ask you to take ours and help support the show. Don't forget, you have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so we can help keep this show free.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom lights and the grill is hot. On your walk, kids said, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome back to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We certainly do appreciate it. If it sounds a little different this week, it's because our studio got hit by a bolt of lightning from up above, and we are using a temporary studio setup to make sure that this week's show, you can't stop us. Lightning can't stop us. Thunder can't stop us. Rain, snow, tornado, hurricane, nothing is going to stop Tailgate Radio from continuing to create great content for the Tailgate Nation out there. So nonetheless, we are working with less than ideal situation, but we're going to make it happen anyway. And we've got a great guest for you this week. We've got John Chamberlain from YaJagOff.com. I don't know how else to say it. We're going to talk to John about his really cool website. Big props to the folks up there in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. And John is certainly going to be a great guest, and we look forward to talking about him. And if you want to check out his website before you listen to the interview, go to YaJagOff.com. And I want to talk to him about that, because that could be construed as profanity in many cultures. And we're gonna check in with him on where that name came from, and just get some more information about that in general. Want to thank you guys so much again for all the letters and the tweets and everything that you continue to send us as we grow each and every week here. Want to remind you about our social media presence. You can always catch us at tailgateradio.com and also on the Twitter machine at Tailgate Radio as well. We've got a great presence there. We respond to everything, or we try to, and we really do appreciate all the suggestions, the guest suggestions, the recipes, the things that we put on the website that come directly from you, the fan. And as we move through, it's almost officially summer. It feels like summer already, even though right now I'm in a torrential downpour. But it does feel like summer, and summer's right around the corner. And with that comes some great grilling ideas. And we're going to share some of that with you also a little later on in the show. And also, Jason Fairchild is back with Are You Freaking Kidding Me? That segment that is very polarizing. But I love Jason. Jason gives, he does not hold anything back. He gives his opinion. And we look forward to hearing that. So we'll have Jason on the show a little later with his op-ed piece called Are You Freaking Kidding Me? So we've got a very aggressive show this week. You know, we've got John Chamberlain from YaJagOff.com. And I'm sure that's not how he would want that pronounced, but anyway, and when we talk to him, we'll jump into that a whole lot more. And we've got Jason with "Are you freaking kidding me?" So I don't know if I should speak like this the rest of this show or not, but before we jump in, this has nothing to do with tailgating, but it just something that an observation that I want to make that. If you haven't had a chance, if you like comedy, and you know we've had comedians on the show, and I'm going to try to get this guy on the show some way, somehow. But over the weekend, my wife and I, it was rainy, and the kids are off to summer camp, and we had the place to ourselves. You would think that that might mean a little romance. But you'd be wrong. We've been married 20-some-odd years, and that's not the case at all. But we were watching a comedian named Tom Papa, and he has his own podcast called Come to Papa. And but anyway, we were watching his special live from New York. And I don't know if it's because he's just about the same age as us or if it's because he talks about married life or anything like that, but I was actually tearing up from some of the things he was talking about. It was so funny. So if you get a chance, it's an unsolicited testimonial for Tom Papa live in New York on various and sundry on-demand outlets. I know we saw it on Roku. I think it was on, I don't know if it was Netflix or not, but look it up. And anything he does is extremely funny, and we thoroughly enjoyed that. And you will too. So that's my unsolicited comedy testimonial for the week. When we come back from the break, we're going to have John Chamberlain, and we're going to learn more about his website. We're going to learn more about what he does over at yajagoff.com. And they're based in Pittsburgh, so huge sports fans. And we'll learn more about that when we come back from the break. So stay tuned. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Tailgate Radio, and we'll be back right after this. But first,
all right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We've got a great show, and at this time, I want to bring in our very special guest this week. He is from the fighting town of Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he is the creator of a blog called yajagoff.com. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. John Chamberlain.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, John. It's a good first name. That's a good start.
First name, John's always Bond, absolutely. I have heard the term yajagoff for most of my life. I don't know anything about the history of it. Can you give us some background on the terminology of you jagoff?
I will, as a matter of fact. It's funny because I've actually, since I started the blog, I've had people from Chicago say, hey, that's our word. But there's actually a woman at Carnegie Mellon University here in Pittsburgh who's done a lot of research. It's a Pittsburghese word, and it's meant to be jerk, and it's not meant to be a swear word, as a matter of fact. And 50% of the people typically confuse it as a swear phrase, but it's not. It's actually comes derived out of the word to poke. Like in Pittsburgh, a thorn bush is called a jagger bush. And so you jag me, which means poke you, you know, poke me, poke you. We're jagging each other. And then somewhere along the way, it evolves into jerk, hey, you jag off, you know, like you're yelling at somebody driving. But the weird thing is that it's like in the old days. You didn't know if bad meant good or if bad meant bad. You know, they'd say, hey, that's bad. And you didn't know if it was good or bad. So jag off is kind of confusing that way, too. So if you heard it, you might see two people from Pittsburgh seeing each other at a high school reunion, haven't seen each other for 20 years. They go, John, how you been? I don't know, how you been? You jag off? It's kind of like a term of endearment. And then, you know, if someone scares the heck out of you, you jump, you're like, ah, you jag off, you scared me. But then, of course, then there's the one where someone cuts you off or is driving too slow in the fast lane or takes 25 items into the 12-item lane at the grocery store. Then you look at them and say, hey, you jag off, you know, that kind of thing. So it's kind of like a confusing word, but that's how we define it here, and that's how I define it for the blog. It's not a swear word, but the blog really started, quite frankly, as I'm an impatient driver, and I hate rude people. I hate people that don't think of other people. And one day I was driving to have a beer with a friend of mine, and there's a public transit bus in my way, and that bus was driving down the road, stopping at all of his bus stops, and clogging up 30 cars behind him, including me. And that bus would not pull into the curbs to pick up their customers. You know, really, if you pull up to the curb, if people can get on, they don't have to walk out into the middle of the street, and the cars can go by and get by you. And so I thought, I wish there was a place I could post a picture of people being rude, of drivers and people like that, people being rude. And one thing led to another. A buddy of mine, I didn't even know how to spell the word blog, quite frankly, at one point, and I said, how do I start a blog? I want to post pictures of rude people, people being rude, and people embarrassing Pittsburgh, and people doing embarrassing things, bad sports officials, dumb criminals, dumb politicians. And so we started YouJagOff.com 3 years ago, and here we are.
You said something earlier about how Chicago wanted to take ownership of that name or claimed it as its own. When you read that study from Carnegie Mellon about the origins of the word, is that a Midwestern term? Because we have our own vernacular down here, and across the country they have regional dialects and things, but it's not used here ever. And so I was just wondering if it was concentrated in the Midwestern, and I don't know that Pittsburgh, well, Western Pennsylvania might be considered the Midwest. I don't know. Do you guys consider yourself in the Midwest?
You know, I think that may be so that it's a Midwest kind of thing, but where else it has transferred is that Pittsburghers, you know, Pittsburgh, for many years, people left this town for so many years. That's why there are so many Steelers bars around the country, because everybody left. And because there were no jobs here back then. But so part of it is it's proliferated only because so many Pittsburghers live in Arizona, California, Hawaii, and I hear from them on my blog all the time. They go, wow, I haven't heard that word in forever. So they use it when they're displaced, you know. So I think it is a Midwest. I've definitely had people through the blog send me and post on the blog, Facebook and Twitter pages that, you know, they send me video clips of Chicago Fire used the word jag off last night. South Park used the word jag off last night. But the one thing I definitely know is Michael Keaton, you know, from Birdman and Batman.
He's a Pittsburgh native, right?
He is a Pittsburgher. And I'm fairly certain, this is not empirical evidence, but I'm fairly certain that he's the first na- major actor to use the word jag-off in a major movie.
It was in Mr. Mom, wasn't it?
Actually, he was in Mr. Mom, but the first use of the word jag-off was in the movie Night Shift.
Night Shift!
Yeah.
Yes! You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That is awesome. Yeah, you know, it's funny. No, when you talk about the using the term jag-off, by the way, we're here with the creator of YaJagOff.com, a great blog you can catch on the interweb there, John Chamberlain. How does that terminology translate to the world of sports?
You know, everybody's a passionate football fan here, passionate tailgaters, passionate. Now we're even passionate about baseball because the baseball thing's turning around here in Pittsburgh. So, you get a sports official, an umpire, or a referee who makes a bad call. I guarantee, and it's a blatant bad call. I guarantee you, the next day there's a blog about him on my. There's a blog post about him on my blog. So, you get an athlete who cheats, and it affects Pittsburgh, or quite frankly, some of the knuckleheads that are here that come in as athletes and end up leaving because they get, they posted a couple of Steelers as jag-offs when they got caught with some drugs and things like that, so it definitely, and you can be in a stadium, I mean, you pretty much within an hour of sitting down in a stadium, I guarantee you, someone within 10 rows of you is going to yell, call somebody a jag-off, whether it's the beer vendor or the other team, and someone's going to get called a jag-off. So it's used quite frequently at sporting events.
If that's okay with the folks of Pittsburgh, I would like to start a petition to use that as the official terminology for a knucklehead in the parking lot that's not adhering to the rules. We'll just call them a jag-off.
There you go. And we could start a hashtag, tailgate jag-off, tailgate drag. And, send me pictures of it. I have pictures that people have sent me of tailgating jag-offs. I mean, you have your typical ones, the ones who kind of wander around drunk and kind of get beer muscles. Those are the obvious ones. But the not-so-obvious ones are like, you spend, let's say you're going to a playoff game, and you spend $400 on the ticket and $500 on the food and the beer and the tent and the smoke cooker and your special flipper and your team jersey, and you get so drunk that you don't even make it into the game. So technically, I would call that person at tailgating jag-off like, Jesus, at least they somewhat sober to get in to see the game.
Let me ask you about the website, because the website, I really love the logo and everything on the website, and you actually have a glossary of terms. Can you talk to us about there's not just jag-off, there is actually a vernacular that goes around that. Can you talk about the glossary of terms you have on your website?
Sure. First of all, it is, we had to, 2 years, one year and 2 years, the success of 2 years into the blog, I was asked to speak at the Hawaii Social Media Summit about the jag-off blog, which actually was really cool because we turned Hawaiians into calling people jag-offs, and they submit me people who don't know how to drive and park and all that kind of stuff all the time. So we had the bookends. We had Pennsylvania, and then we were all the way over to Hawaii. We just had to fill in the middle, And so over there in Hawaii, they call them Booga Booga, I think it is. It's on there. And so they have their own term, but Bugga Bugga is. And so they use that interchangeably. So when they find someone like that, they send it over to me and call it a jag-off. But one of the biggest ones is probably one of the most frequent blog posts I had when I first started was people that don't know how to park or don't take the time to park correctly. The person that kind of pulls 4 feet from the curb or parks diagonally or parks parallel or takes a handicapped spot. And in those situations, I've always tried to keep the blog clean of swear words. But in those situations, I call them Peter Parkers. Peter Parkers. I always use the hashtag Peter Parkers and jag-offs with those. And the explanation is that Peter is another name for a body part, right? And
yes.
So instead of calling them that, we call them Peter Parkers. And people go, why are you calling them Spider-Man? Well, then I say, go to the glossary, take a look, and there's why we're calling them the Peter Parkers. And as a matter of fact, on on the website is where I tell you what you can do with Peter Parkers. You get some chalk, you write, you jagoff.com next to the car, you take a picture of the car, there's even a printable little note that you can put on the car, don't damage anybody's car, and then you can send me the picture and you say, the note says, you're about to be famous, you're going to be on your jagoff.com for the way you're parked.
Now, have you ever gotten any negative backlash from outing somebody that just does a really poor job of parking or just does something else that just is so rude and annoying that you make them famous on your blog?
Interesting you say that is that there was a young gentleman who was a young football coach in a small school, and his school was visiting Indiana University of Pennsylvania, which is about 2 hours northeast of Pittsburgh, and so his football team was playing their football team. And while they were up there, he got drunk, and he ended up peeing on the side of a police car while the police officers were sitting in it.
Mm.
So of course, I had to post them on my blog. It made news, that kind of stuff. And we had some fun with it. Didn't take them to too much of a test, but obviously had some fun with it on bad decision making. And about 6 or 8 months after that, he wrote me a note and asked me to please take the blog post down because he was trying to get a job again, trying to kind of get his life back in order. He had obviously gotten fired from the job and trying to get his life back in order. He said, please take that blog post down. Every time someone Googles my name for a new job, they're getting your blog post about me. So I'm like, okay, of course I'm going to take it down. I'm not here to ruin anybody's life or anything like that. So just to have some fun. But, I felt terrible. I'm like, geez, oh, man, some people have taken me to task on posting handicapped people who park in handicapped spots without tags or license plates designated to do so because they said, well, you're fairly critical. You don't know what anybody's particular handicap is. But I say, hey, if you're not designated to park there, you're not supposed to park there. If you want to park there, you got to get the tags. But those are the only two people that really have taken me. Two times we've really been taken to task on the blog. But mostly everybody knows it's really fun, and I don't take on anything heavy. No big politics, no big issues, no moral issues. It's all silly.
Just looking at the amount of material you have on your website is pretty impressive. And I understand that you have, I don't know if you've compiled your existing information or if this is all new material, but I understand that you actually have a book that's coming out or may already be out.
Yep, the book is out. So here's what happened. A couple of years into this, I kind of got bored with it. I was like, how can I make this go better, So one thing we did was we started every Wednesday we do videos and with interesting people who pass through or are from Pittsburgh, had a chance to interview Clark Brooks passing through Pittsburgh, Billy Gardell, the Pittsburgh mayor, and a bunch of other notables within Pittsburgh area. But then a woman by the name of Donna Kavanaugh from a company called Humor Outcast.com, she aggregates one of my blog posts every week. And she said, you should really do a book. And I thought, I don't even know how to do a book. I don't know the first thing about doing a book. And she said, no, come on, do a book. So she helped me publish a book, and we got it out last Christmas, right 5 days before Christmas of 2014. And it is what you said, it's the latter. It's a compilation of some of the blog posts, some of the things that have been on the blog already. People like the Kenny Chesney concert tailgaters are in there. The airplane tag-offs. People who take their socks and shoes off on the airplane and pick their toes, they're in there. Anyways, the book is called Above the Fry, that's the title, and it's because in Pittsburgh, if you've ever passed through here, you notice that French fries go on everything here. A sandwich, a salad, French fries go on everything. So instead of Above the Fray, on the title, it's Above the Fray, crossed out, fries, and it's just a series of the short blog posts that have been on the blog over the last couple, some of the blog posts. And actually, right before January 1st of this year, Donna had told me it went to number 14 on the Amazon.com humor essay list, which was really cool, I thought, I don't know if that's good just marketing math or whatever, but it sounded really cool. But it's been the book, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad she coerced me into doing it.
congratulations on hitting so high on the Amazon book list. Is there is it available anywhere else that that people can pick that up?
It's available on Amazon.com and my website, yourjackoff.com. Those are the two places at this point. No large bookstores have come knocking on my door and said, boy, we'd really like to have this in our store somewhere.
Not yet, anyway.
And I caution everybody, this is not, you know, this is not Nobel-winning stuff. This is kind of toilet reading for you.
Let me put you on the spot here for a second. As things stand in the summer of 2015, who would you say in the world of pop culture and sports make your top five Jagoff list?
Wow. Let's see. Being from Pittsburgh, you have to say certain names, okay? Because it's a religion here, you know. So, no doubt in being from Pittsburgh, you know, Tom Brady, the Patriots, and Coach Belichick, they could be the three in the top four one. But you know, it's almost a law within Pittsburgh that you have to say that. So those might be, you know, top three. But certainly, as a whole, the Baltimore Ravens, you know. Well hated and well reversed. You know, the folks in Baltimore actually well hate the Pittsburgh. So it's nice and even. Now, you know, Cleveland has been on the list of, you know, what you would call a Jagoff if you're from Pittsburgh. But that's really breaking down. Actually, there were, you know, with the basketball that just went on, people from Pittsburgh were really pulling for Cleveland to finally win something, you know.
Is that mostly out of pity, though?
Yeah, I think it's it. I think it was like, geez, for God's sake, let something good happen up there. So those are the obligatory sports Jagoff posts. There is a baseball umpire, Major League umpire, Jerry Needles, who has been, he made a horrible call, which made the Pirates miss the playoffs, I think it was 2 years ago, and made a horrible call and ended the season, which was really going for once really good. And every time he comes back to Pittsburgh, everybody reminds each other of that story. And he was a big blog post that day. So Jerry Needles, Major League umpire Jerry Needles, definitely is like he's almost in the Hall of Fame of Pittsburgh Jagoffery at this point.
Before we go, and first of all, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I always ask my guests before they leave to give me their ideal tailgate menu. So if you're out there at a Steelers game or a Pirates game, taking a step back, I remember seeing Willie Stargell, and I'm kind of giving my age away, the year that they came down after the World Series. I was in the Astrodome watching them play the Houston Astros. And that guy was one of the most charismatic guys I have ever seen. He played it up with the fans. I think he went 3 for 4. Just fantastic. Just altogether, just a really cool guy, and somebody I followed his career until he retired, and I've always thought very highly of him, and I've always liked the Pirates.
You know, there's a certain amount of, you know, the Pirates never really lost a total fan base, but they really alienated themselves for a while with some ownership issues and that, and people say basically this is a football town, and it'll never be a baseball town again, and quite frankly, over the last 2 years, it has been incredible, the craziness and the excitement that has gone on over baseball. And I'm a hockey guy, so I'm a total bandwagon jumper on the baseball thing. But when there's free beer and free tailgating to be had, I'm there. So.
Absolutely. And on that tailgating, what would you have on your menu?
Oh, I guarantee, I would definitely have, I wouldn't have blender drinks. I would not have blender drinks. We would definitely have beer. And being from Pittsburgh, I obviously have to have some Iron City sitting around there, but I'd probably have some Rolling Rock or Yingling there. I would definitely have corn on the cob in the husk on the grill. And we don't get this a lot here in Pittsburgh. I get it a lot when I travel down your way, Kansas City, Texas, is burnt ends, barbecued burnt ends.
Absolutely.
And, oh, my God, I would, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could bury my ashes with a pile of ends. But there would definitely be burnt ends there. And, I mean, I'm a rib guy, I'm a brisket guy, all of that, and certainly hot sausage. Again, and from a Pittsburgh standpoint, there's the obligatory Primanti Brothers sandwich, which is the signature sandwich with the fries on the sandwich, fries and coleslaw. So we let that some of those there. And then for dessert, it's all me. It's basically anything chocolate. There has to be German chocolate cake, devil's fruit cake, cupcakes, ice cream, whatever it is, but anything chocolate would be on the dessert menu.
Well, I have to tell you, the menu you just described has made me ramp up my trip to Pittsburgh so that we can hang out, because that sounds like an amazing menu. Absolutely.
Well, it would be great to have you here. To come up, we'll take in a Pirate game, a Steeler game, Penguin game, whatever. Pirates are easier to get to. Pirates are flat. You can take your picture near the Billy Stargell statue that's awesome there. And, yeah, we'll have a big tailgate and have a good time.
Awesome. Before we go, how can we check out your blog and how can we pick up your book?
Well, you go to my blog. It's just like you would yell it, the Jagoff, YAJAGOSS.com. You can get the book there, or you can go to Amazon.com and get the book there. It's above the fries. And, yeah, man, I appreciate. And if anybody has any Jagoff to send me, there's a place on the blog where you say submit a Jagoff. It doesn't have to be from Pittsburgh, so if you're driving down the street and you see somebody that can't park or whatever, tailgate Jagoff for sure. Let's get that hashtag going, tailgate Jagoff. Feel free, submit those to me through Twitter, Facebook, or the website, and we'll make sure we get them posted. And we give you credit for it, too. We say you're the honorary Jagoff catcher of the day.
Time is right to use a spud spot. Boiling spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud spot's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spots, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. It is now time for that segment you all love so much from the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild. Are you freaking kidding me? Right here on Tailgate Radio.
Hey, what's up, big timers? Welcome to this week's edition of Are You Freaking Kidding Me? On the Big Time Breakdown, I'm the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild, and we appreciate you tuning in this week and giving us a listen. The NBA Finals wrapped up, with the Golden State Warriors finishing off Cleveland Cavaliers 4-2. Andre Iguodala was your MVP. Can we please stop the complaining about Steph Curry not getting any votes? Are you freaking kidding me? He wasn't even the best player on his own team. What LeBron James did, we may never see again in our lifetime. His individual performance goes beyond words. You had to see it to believe it, and I watched it and still not sure I believe how dominating he was with zero help. He was playing 1-on-5, and if he would have drove to the rim at the end of overtime in game one, then we probably would have a completely different series. But stop all the stuff about Steph Curry. He won the league MVP for the season, deservedly so, but are you freaking kidding me? Absolutely no way he was the finals MVP. LeBron should have got it, but the sports mouth is completely okay with Andre Iguodala getting it because he definitely deserved it. The St. Louis Cardinals are being investigated for espionage, for hacking in to the Houston Astros computer system to steal information regarding scouting on players. Are you freaking kidding me? The Astros have been the worst team in baseball the past 7-8 years. Cardinals, if you're going to hack into somebody's system, how about the Yankees? How about the Braves, the Dodgers, the Anaheim Angels? San Francisco Giants would probably be a good choice if you were looking for some inside information. But are you freaking kidding me? The Houston Astros? I know there's a general manager tie-in. This stinks of something that is not a big deal. A bunch of useless information. Yeah, they probably hacked into it and got it illegally. Be really interested to see the downfall, because I really think this is much ado about nothing. Last and certainly not least, ESPN announced they will be giving the Arthur Ashe Courage Award to Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner. Are you freaking kidding me? Lauryn Hill, Shelly Smith, Noah Galloway. Three people right there that deserve this award far more than Jenner. There's absolutely zero chance of Jenner losing his life when he made this decision. Unlike the three battles that the other two went through. You remember Noah Galloway served United States Army. His convoy was hit and he lost his left arm and left leg in the explosion. Shelly Smith battled cancer and survived and is back on ESPN. Lauryn Hill, who played college basketball, sadly lost her battle with brain cancer earlier this year. Jenner faced none of the life-threatening situations that the aforementioned three athletes did. ESPN completely dropped the ball on this. I have no idea what they possibly could have been thinking when they sat down and debated this. How on earth can you compare these three individuals and what they battled with what Jenner did? Not only was there absolutely zero chance of Jenner losing his life with the decision that he made, the financial windfall that he got from this, along with what he's doing on his other reality show with the Kardashians, makes this just a joke. Are you freaking kidding me, ESPN? What on earth were you thinking when you sat down and looked at the nominees for this year? This stinks. This makes me sick to my stomach to know that these three individuals and what they went through can be compared to what Jenner has chosen to go through. No doubt there'll be record-setting numbers for this year's ESPYs, but ESPN, while the numbers may say you won, you actually lost. Let's hope that next year when they get ready to hand out this award that they get back to what the real meaning of this award should be and give it to a deserving recipient. Thanks for listening this week. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at BTB Sports Radio. That's at BTB Sports Radio. This is a Sports Mouth, and I'm out.
All right, folks, that's going to about do it for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank our very special guest this week, Mr. John Chamberlain, the creator of the blog YaJagOff.com. I love saying that, YaJagOff.com. And I want to thank him, all the wonderful people in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area for creating this regional vernacular that is so beloved by everybody. And we're going to get the hashtag TailgateJagOff going for the rest of the year. And so if you'll use that hashtag, you can even call me a jagoff. I don't care. Just say, hey, quit talking so much. Hashtag TailgateJagOff. I don't care. Do it. Do it. I want to be famous on that website. So go ahead and do it. I also want to thank Jason Fairchild, the sports mouth of the South, with his weekly segment, Are You Freaking Kidding Me? He is always enlightening and sometimes controversial, but we enjoy having his segment on the show every week. And most importantly, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening every week. I want to thank you for going and patronizing our sponsors. We have some great sponsors, and we certainly appreciate you going and taking a look at that. Doesn't cost you a thing, and our sponsors really do appreciate it when you venture over to their websites and or their catch them in the retail store, wherever it is that you may be dealing with our sponsors, and we certainly appreciate that. Also want to let you know about our social media presence out there in the world. You can go to our website at tailgateradio.com. Simple as that. And also over on our Twitter page. And oh, by the way, I was talking to John, our guest this week from YaJagOff.com, Mr. John Chamberlain, and he told me that if we wanted to post a very special discount code to purchase his book, he would offer a very exclusive offer to everybody here in the Tailgate Nation. So we are going to do just that. Look for a discount code. It's for a limited time only, but you're going to want to get your hands on Above the Fry, and you're going to want to read his book. So look for that over on our Twitter site or Twitter page or on your phone or however it is that you do that. And that's an exciting and very gracious offer from John and his team over at YaJagOff.com. So, folks, for everybody that makes this thing run in a lightning-struck, pseudo-working, hot, cramped, unusual type situation this week, we made it happen anyway. And we made it happen because of you. And we made it happen for you. So we certainly do appreciate that. And as we always say, kind of like this room right now, keep the grill hot. I forgot my own saying. Keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Oh my gosh, we need to get out of here. Thanks everybody for joining us on this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. Can you believe it? Come on. Come on and get someone
out. Oh, no mercy. This is not a tailgate party. See y'all at the next one.
Check 1, 2.
Game Day Media.